It's a chesed and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're starting a new Sefer Shemos. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. And these are the names of the children of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah goes into all the names. And the Torah says, Vayhi kol nefesh yotze yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh. And we know that they brought down 70 people, Vayamas Yosef, and then Yosef died, v'chol achav v'chol ador ahu. And it's very fascinating, because when you look, when you start a new Sefer, you always need to look how the Rishonim, what is the name? As we know, Sefer Bereishis was Sefer Hayetzira, the creation, the Avos, the creation of the world. And then some Rishonim say that it's Sefer Hayashar, that it's the straight path, the Gemara Nedarim says. But if you look at the Ramban tells us again, we know the Ramban, he lived in 1194 to 1270. He was the physician, he knew Shas, he gave parish on Shas. And the Ramban says that it's called Sefer HaGe'ula. We know that in the beginning of Shemos, it's talking about the Gula. But why is that the whole Sefer? Why is the whole emphasis about the Gula? Furthermore, the Netziv, Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin, 1816 to 1893. Beautiful. He says, he quotes the Bahag. And he calls quotes the Baal Halachas Gedolos. And he says, you know what the name of Shemos is? The name of Shemos is Sefer Sheni. And the question is, why is it called Sefer Sheni? What kind of name is that? It's the second book? I understand it's the second book, but still, we should call it Sefer Sheni? Question one. Question two. We know that we're introduced to the greatest Navi, the greatest leader of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Torah tells us that we know that Bastia went and she saved him. And it says, Vayigdal hayeled, perek beis, posuk yud, Vayigdal hayeled, batavehu levas paro, Vayi leben, batikra shemo Moshe, batomar ki min hamayim mishi suhu. Moshe's name is because he was drawn from the water, right? We know the Ten Commandments. It says, and now I'm going to call you Moses because you were drawn from the water. Really, his name should be Drew, right? Drew, because he was drawn, right? Min hamayim mishi suhu, that's Moshe, Hebrew. But really, it should be Drew. But it's very interesting. We know we have a famous Medrash. Medrash says that Klal Yisrael was able to get out of Mitzrayim because they didn't change three things. They didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, and they didn't change their dress. And the obvious question is, first of all, this name is from Mitzri, Min Hamayim Mishi Suhu. So why are we... They didn't change the names, but this is a Mitzri name. Question two. Question three. We know the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu meets the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know the Sneh is burning. The Sneh is burning, but it's Torah tells us, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Vayar Malach Hashem Elov B'Labas Ha'esh, Mitoch Ha'Sneh, Vayara B'Nei Ha'Sneh Bo'er Ba'esh, Ha'Sneh Eino Uchal. And the bush was not consumed. And then all of a sudden Hashem comes to him and he says something amazing. Moshe, Moshe, right? One of the four times in Tanakh, right? Moshe, Moshe, Yaakov, Yaakov, Avram, Avram, and Shmuel, Shmuel, right? Vayomer Hineni. And he says, here I am. So we see very clearly that he calls out to Moshe, 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 and he says, I'm here, I'm ready to go, I'm ready. Even though I'm not going to take it right away, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu fought against, didn't want to do it. But then Hashem says, I want you to take off your shoes. Sal na'alecha mi'al raglecha ki makom asher ata umid. You got to take off your shoes. And the question is that we know a lot of times a person takes off his shoes. But is there a deeper meaning? Why are we taking off our shoes? We know a lot of times, Birchas Kohanim, you know, ever since I got the Eitzah from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, he told me that I should always try to do Birchas Kohanim. I duchin with my father, and I duchin with my grandfather, Bez Hashem, I duchin with my sons. Right? I have 9 years, I only missed 3 times, and it was totally out of my control. But again, the words of a gadol. But why take off your shoes? So again, three questions. Let's make sure we got the questions. Questions one. Why is it called Sefer HaGeula? And according to Nitziv, it's called Sefer Sheni. Why is it called Sefer Sheni? What kind of name is that? Second book? Okay, I understand. Vayikra is called Toras Kahanu. I understand that Bamidbar is called Sefer Pekudim. The book of the numbers. We're counting all of Klal Yisrael. And Dvarim, the six-week speech, Moshe Rabbeinu, giving all the speech, preparing Klal Yisrael, and I understand that's called Mishnah Torah, going over the whole Torah. But why is Sefer Shemos called Sefer Sheni? So what's the issue? So the Ramban is telling us an amazing idea. The Ramban is telling us in his Akdama that the whole purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim experience is to get Eretz Yisrael, is to become an Eretz Yisrael, to get Eretz Yisrael, what we've been waiting for from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But not only that, it's to get Eretz Yisrael with the Torah. As Hashem turns in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer, Ki Yeh Imach, I'm going to be with you. V'zelecho ha'os, Ki Anochi Shalachticho. Why, says the Torah, Tavdun Elzkim Alahar Hazeh. I want you to do avoda. And we know the Gemara tells us that avoda shebelev. I want you to learn Torah. I want you to connect. So says the Ramban, you know what the whole tachlis, you know what the whole purpose is? The purpose is to get to the geula, a spiritual geula. And it's not complete until we get into Eretz Yisrael, where we leave the Mitzrayim. We're introduced to the Mitzrayim. And right away, if you look in the Torah, you see anti-Semitism apart right away. Right? We all want to know where does the anti-Semitism, right? Esau, Sonais, Yaakov. But right away, you see how Paro, he sent out the propaganda. He said the Jews, all they want is money. All they want is kavod. And we see right away that Paro wanted, the Mitzrim wanted to take them down. They spoke bad about them. The bad publicity. They said, look at this nation. Look what they're trying to do. But we say, no, we're going to fight against it. And the Ramban again says that we're in Sefer HaGeula. Comes along the great Nitziv. And the Nitziv says something amazing. He says, you know why it's called Sefer Sheni? Because imagine, you just finished Bereishis, right? HaMalach, right? We just finished Menashe and Ephraim. We spoke about last week, the bracha specifically to Menashe and Ephraim. Ah, it's Gevaldik when I gave my sons, right? The bracha and more Kavana because I knew why Menashe and Ephraim, because we're going to the Golis, we're in the Mitzrayim, right in Shemos, we're starting off the Mitzrayim. Right, very interesting. I heard a great story that, right, we know HaMalach, HaGol, El Si. So I once heard a great story that Yoel Gold said. So we know that we had a famous song, the Devekis song, HaMalach, HaGol, El Si, in Devekis. I remember being in the car, and my mother used to always play Journeys in Devekis, so I know all the songs. HaMalach, right, we all know the song, HaMalach, HaGol, El. So Shlomi Dax came out with a new song, and he wasn't sure, should I? So he went to the different people, he even went to A.B. Rottenberg, and he says, so he said, I don't know, listen, it's a song, I don't know, should I start a new song? So he said, you know what, I'm going to do it, obviously your song's amazing, I'm just going to create another HaMalach, HaGol. And he was at the concert, his first concert in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he gets up and he's about to start, and it was a Yachad concert. I actually happened to be at that concert. And he gets off, he's ready to start, and he brings up a Yachad member, beautiful scene, and the Yachad member starts singing and he says, HaMalach HaGoel. But then all of a sudden, right, he got advice not to do that song. And then he did it, and then all of a sudden the Yachad member started singing the old one. But then he totally took that song and he segued it into his song. And the story doesn't end there. Shlomi Dax was in Great Adventure, and all of a sudden a kid came over to him and says, you know, I wear a tzitzis because of you. He said, why do you wear a tzitzis because of me? Amazing. He said, I was backstage. I saw the whole thing. I saw exactly what was happening. And because of your reaction, because of the way you did it, I'm like, wow, it's amazing. We have to be firm. So amazing. HaMalach HaGoel. Okay, what does that story have to do with anything? I don't know. It's a nice story. But HaMalach HaGoel, because our actions have effects. You know, it's amazing. By Shifra and Pua. Right? Why is she called Shifra? I have a girl. Right? That's a little. I have a girl, Shifi. Why is she called Shifra and Pua? Again, these were the biggest people. Yocheved and Miriam.
Yocheved was married to Amram. Amram, the Gemara says in Sota that he was a Gadol Dor. Yocheved was not young. The Rabban says that Yocheved was very old when she had children. The mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Miriam, the sister, one of the great Nevi'im, 48 Nevi'im. The Gemara tells us in Megillah. And they said, Shifram Puah. Why? Because poo, shif, rai. What does that show us? Because little actions make someone great. Little actions make someone great. Rav Yochum Levavitz in the Mir said something amazing. He said, big people do little things. Little people take big things and they make it little. But big people make little things big. Amazing. So our actions. But again, says the great Netziv, you know why it's called Sefer Sheni? Because we take the individual, we take our actions, we take what we do, and then we turn it into making ourselves into a nation of Klal Yisrael. Because we are the nation of Klal Yisrael. And nothing is ever going to stop us. We have the Torah that protects us. Nothing ever is going to stop us. But we have to realize that we have this element of Hakaras HaTov. If we want to build that relationship in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need to realize the Hakaras HaTov, how we have to be so grateful to Him. How He does everything for us on a constant basis. We know right in the beginning of the Torah it says, Vayakom Melech Chodosh. And all of a sudden Rashi, different Pirushim, was it a new Paro? Was it an old Paro? And Rashi says that he just didn't appreciate Yosef. What do you mean? Yosef just saved the whole world. He saved Mitzrayim. And he didn't, because no, he lost the Hakaras HaTov. So we need to recognize the Hakaras HaTov, realizing that Hashem is with us. Right? That's what Rav Dessler writes. He says, and we know we're going to get to the Eser Makos, and we're going to talk about hitting the, right, Dam Sfardeya, hitting the river. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it because he was saved from the river, because that's Hakaras HaTov. And we see that if we give Hakaras HaTov to inanimate objects, how much more? You know, the Achronim say that if a person wants to work on giving and being nicer to others, just and being nice to himself, you know what you should do? Start complimenting each other. Just go and look to the other. Show the Hakaras HaTov. Write a letter. I remember when I was in yeshiva, Rameir Goldvich told us to write a letter. I don't know if anyone knows how to write anymore nowadays, but with your handwriting. Write a letter. Sit down. Thank your parents. Thank people that have such a major impact. It will be something they'll keep for the rest of their lives. So this idea, how do we channel to Hashem? How do we tavdunis the Rabbona Shom? Because why? Because we have an end goal. The end goal is to get to Eretz Yisrael. The end goal is the Torah. And we're not going to be affected. Sefer Sheni. We take the individuality of Sefer Bereshis, the Avos, and then we channel it to becoming a nation. You know, it's very interesting. There's a Medrash that says, I remember we once, when I was in high school, we got all together, right, with the principal, vice principal, and I remember saying this idea from Chaim Shmulevitz. It's an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was showing his leadership, taking, not being afraid, even though the Ibn Ezra says that he ran, he was Malchus, and he had to save his people, and he killed that Mitzri. He didn't think anyone was watching, but he was running away. And it's amazing, he sees the daughters of Yisro, and they say, Nu, who are you? And they say he's an Ish Mitzri. So the Medrash says that he's an Ish Mitzri. You know why he's an Ish Mitzri? Because why is he by Midyan? Because he killed the Ish Mitzri. And then he's in Midyan because he killed the Ish Mitzri. That's Hakaras HaTov. Right? Chaim Shulevitz, Rashi Ben Meir says that we have Hakaras HaTov. Even in that situation where the Mitzri, he killed a Mitzri because of that Mitzri, he's in Midyan to find his wife. But the Medrash says no, Moshe Rabbeinu got punished for that. Because he shouldn't have said Ish Mitzri because he's an Ish Ivri. He should have said, okay, again, there's an element of Hakaras HaTov like we're talking about. But Ish Mitzri, he's not an Ish Ivri, he's an Ish Ivri. Yosef HaTzadik, imagine all the struggles he went through all the time, right? In Bereshit, we're talking about this. In Vayigash and Miketz, every single time he kept on saying, I'm an Ish Ivri, because he'd identified himself as an Ivri. And we have to identify ourselves as being the Am HaNivchar. The Am HaNivchar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much. Now, what's the idea of the shoes? Shoes are so important. I remember one time I was playing basketball, and I left my shoes, my black shoes, and I needed to, you know, I was wearing my pants, and I had my white shoes. Came to yeshiva, and it was like, whoa, what's going on? He's wearing his white sneakers, like those old white sneakers. And again, shoes make, right? Ask a woman. Ask a man also, right? Shoes make the outfit. If you're wearing not the right shoes, shoes are so important. But what is the idea of a shoe? So we know that we take off our shoes. We shake off our shoes. Yom Kippur, we don't wear shoes. We take off our shoes. Rachman Alatzlan in Avelus. What's the idea? So comes along Rousseau Salanter. And Rousseau Salanter says an amazing thing. He says, you know, there's a famous Kuzari. The Kuzari says that there's five types of people. There's a chai. There is the right. There's a domain. There's no life. There is a tzomach, a plant, so it's not alive, but it's growing. There's a chai. There's an animal, right? Animals. And then the fourth one is Adam. That we have a man. He has bechira chafshis. He makes choices. An animal has instincts, but man makes bechira chafshis. And says the Arizal, we have the last level of a Yehudi, of a Jew. Now we know that shoes are made out of leather, and since shoes are made out of leather, we are stepping on the animal, showing that we're greater than the animals. And we're showing that we have bechira chafshis. We have seichel. We make choices. Hopefully we're going to make the right choices. But Hashem says there's going to be certain times you're going to have to take off the shoes. Why are you going to take off the shoes? Because I want to show you have to show me that you realize the hakar satov, right? Reaching out to Hashem, and you have to show me that you believe in me, and you have to show me that just like I created the animals, I created you. You have to take off your shoes, showing that you have total reliance in me. And that's the idea, right? We say Berachas Kohanim, we talk about Shalom at the end of Berachas Kohanim. Shalom. Right, going right to the Ribbono Shalom, right? In Kaddish, we say Shalom. It's all about Shalom. Take off our shoes, Rachman Alatzan and Avelus. Why? Because it's the darkest moments. Things are so unclear. Someone lost a loved one. We take off our shoes to realize that it's the Ribbono Shalom in charge. And obviously, it's said, easier said than done. But we realize that it's the Ribbono Shalom. So that's what Hashem is telling Moshe. Min ha-mayim mishisu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was very scared. You know, I don't know, I can't do this, right? In Sefer Bereishis, all the avos, again, there's a lot of midrashim, but all the avos represented the idea, derech ha-teva. There's no major stories, right? When Avram gets thrown into Kibshan and Esh, that's not in the Torah. That's a medrash. But in the Torah, it's all about teva and the nature. And now all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu is told he's going to have to free this nation. They're in slavery, right? They're in the slave mentality. And Moshe said, there's no way they're going to get out. But Hashem says, yeah, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you even nisim gluyim. I'm going to give you open miracles. Not just closed miracles. I'm going to give you open miracles. Again, we live in a world, and again, there are obviously open miracles, but we live in a world of teva. And we have to realize, wow, right? That's why I always talk about siyata dishmaya, that you got to bring Hashem in. But this idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to get you through this. If you believe in me, you show Hakar Satov. And Hakar Satov is not just about thank you, which we've spoken about before. Hakar Satov is Modeh, realize. Realize that there's an idea of Hakar Satov that I admit I'm nothing without you. I'm nothing. I'm admitting that I'm nothing without you. So I think this is the idea of the Sefer HaGeula. Because we need to realize that we have an end goal. The end goal is to get to Eretz Yisrael. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is he called Min Hamayim Mishisuru? Why Min Hamayim Mishisuru? It should be called Drew. I'm drawn from the water. But what is it about that he's called Min Hamayim Mishisuru? So I love this idea. I've told this idea before. It's always good to review. But you know, whatever you put water in, it's going to conform. It's going to conform to it. If you have a cup, the water you put the water in, it's going to conform to the cup. If you have like an interesting pitcher, it's going to conform. You know what Mayim represents? The idea of conformity. But you know, Minamayim Mishisuhu. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Minamayim? Because he's not conforming. He's fighting against it. He's going against the current. We know that. It's very interesting. Later on in Shemos, we know that there's two nuns that break up the Parshas, right? By Midbar, by Hebin So Aaron, that there are two nuns. So why nuns breaking up? You know, Kali Yisrael was complaining in Midbar, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbar, and Hashem put brackets and said, I'm going to make different Parshas. Why two nuns? So I once heard amazing. You know why nun? Because nun is a nuna. So a fish fights against the current. If we want to realize how great we are, we have to fight against the current. We have to realize, our uniqueness, that we're a nation, and no one will ever take us down. But we need to believe in ourselves. Hashem gave us the ability. He gave us the ability for greatness. And we need to go and give it over to the generation, to the generation, to the generation. Right? How do I know? I once asked Rav Shechter in a question and answer. I said, how do we know? And he said, you know, we know because there's a Mesorah. We pass from generation to generation to generation. Right? You get from your parents how they're building you. Right? Baruch Hashem, my parents. And I try, me and my wife, Chani, got from her parents. And we're trying to give it over to the children. And that's what everyone needs to do, is try to build this, not conform to society. Realize, wow, look, Baruch Hashem, we have spiritual freedom, physical freedom. We're able to learn. We're able to grow. We're able to get close to Hashem. But we have to realize our uniqueness. We need to realize, and again, this is Sefer Hasheni, because we're one nation. But again, little things. Shifra and Pua, little things. Little by little by little. Because little by little by little creates greatness. So I think this is the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu were introduced to the great Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu took this idea on the leadership. Even though he came from Malchus, even though he came, but he said, I need to help my people. Not being afraid, going for it. He knew what was right. He knew that I need to go for Emes. I can't settle. And even though it might be hard, I need to go for it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what Sefer Shemos. And we have to realize, we have the ability to tap in where people, always thinking about Eretz Yisrael, always in our davening, thinking about the Geula, thinking about how we can do it, how we could really bring the Geula, bring the Mashiach, really have the Beis HaMikdash. So we need to not conform to society. We need to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The great Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Why, says the Ramah? Why, says the Midrash? Because he was Pe'al Peh, spoke to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Ramah brings this down to Halacha, Moshe Isleris, the great Rav, brings this down, right? The Shulchan Aruch, the great Ramah, and he brings this down to Halacha. And they all ask, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu? Someone's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says, the great Rav Kamenetsky, we can all strive to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea of Hakar Satov, realizing that it might be difficult, but I could still become great. So this is the idea. Everyone, just let's keep on going, realizing how lucky we are to be in this amazing nation, how lucky we are to learn Torah, Avodas Hashem, how we could give stucco, we could help so many people. We're a nation that just helps. We just help. That's what our DNA is. But as we enter into Sefer Shemos, where we become a nation ready to get the Torah, let us realize how lucky we are, the Hakar Satov to the Ribono Shel Olam, the Hakar Satov to everything we have. And Bezras Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.